totally different picture than the rapture of the church. Now, why should you and I study the end time events that are so awful? It'd be difficult to make them worse. It'd be difficult to find words to express the more horrible situation. Why should we study this? Well, I think there's a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that God wants to show us what grace is accomplished for. You see, when we put our trust in Christ, we're delivered from the wrath to come. And this is the wrath to come. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5. We are not appointed to wrath. We're appointed to be with Christ while God is dealing with the world in judgment during these events. So, you see, our thankfulness ought to be to God that we don't have to fear the future, this awful time of trouble, because we're going to be in heaven when these events take place. But perhaps there's another reason why we should understand this. In our modern world, and particularly in our generation, we have seen a very strange thing happen. We have seen the stage for the end time event set up so that it'd be a very natural thing for the rapture to happen very soon, because the world is all ready to move on into this final chapter. Israel is back in their land. All the prophecies of the end time picture Israel back in their land. The world today is discussing world government. We already have the United Nations. The Bible says all this is a preparation for the ultimate world government and world ruler that the world thinks is going to solve their problem. And then we have Russia to the north of Israel, one of the great forces in the world today. We have Red China with its millions to the east of the Holy Land. And Scripture indicates that they are going to be the army that cross the Euphrates River to join in this gigantic battle. We already have a world church movement that is the preparation for the wicked apostate world church movement that'll be in the earth after the church is raptured. You see, everywhere we turn, we find that in our generation, things are falling into place. Now, the rapture is not dated in the Bible, but it seems rather obvious that God has the stage set and the world situation is exactly what you'd expect it to be. If the rapture is going to be tonight, then God is telling us something. I don't think anybody can tell you when the rapture will occur, but I think it is fair to say it's never been more probable in the history of the church that the rapture could occur momentarily than it is today. I don't know of a thing that has to be done before the rapture. Now, they used to explain this by having the rapture occur and all this preparation occur after the rapture. Today, we don't have to wait. The stage is already set. Some of the major actors are already in play. We see a world that seems to be waiting or something that. Now, why has God told us all these things? Well, obviously, prophecy is God's method of alerting us to what's ahead so that we can get ready before it happens. And, of course, the number one question you face as you study this portion of Scripture and these dramatic events is the question of, am I saved? Am I really a Christian? Have I really been born again? I think that's a question that faces young people as they grow up in a Christian home. The fact that they're in a Christian home doesn't automatically make them Christian. There comes that hour of decision where they personally put their trust in Christ. And I've discovered even in gospel preaching churches that there's always some, sometimes very faithful church members, they've gone through all the motions. They have religion. They have morality. They're nice people. But they've never really been born again. Now you see, when Christ comes, going to be a question of whom you recognize. If there's any question about your personal relationship to Christ, this is not an hour to postpone decisions. Today is the time to do it. Now is the accepted time for salvation. And I trust if you're not certain that you'll seek out someone who can help you. They'd love to help you. To get that security and peace and rest of heart that comes when you know you have this abiding relationship to Jesus Christ, where He is your Savior for time and eternity. And then you don't have to worry about this future. You're in the Savior's hands, and He'll take care of it. I think there's a second question. I think this is a very pertinent question that faces Christians. I don't find in the Bible any directions that we should run around doing frantic things in the light of the possibility of the Lord's return. But it does say that we should redeem the time, that we should make the most of our present opportunity. And I believe this is common sense. If you know that the Lord's coming, you don't know when He's coming, but He could be coming soon, it obviously puts a different set of values upon your time and opportunity. And the question then comes, what should I do about it? And I believe there are things that we should be doing about it. We should be busy doing what God has committed to us to do. Your testimony for Christ. To be faithful in prayer. To be faithful in our service and worship. To be faithful in our stewardship. You see, once the rapture comes, we won't be faced with these questions anymore. Of course we'll serve the Lord forever. But now is our time of testing. Now is our opportunity to show our love for Christ in a world that for the large measure turned its back upon Him and upon His claims to be the Savior. And so while prophecy perhaps answers some questions and helps us to understand the critical days in which we're living, and believe me, we're living in critical days. In my own lifetime, I've seen such a rapid rise in cults and demonism and immorality and anti-God and atheism. If you have any perspective of history, you realize that our world is coming apart morally. That's what you'd expect. At the end, the Bible tells us very plainly that things are going to get worse and worse. But they seem to be getting worse very rapidly. Some of the things that are happening now, right here in America, would be unthinkable 10 years ago. Today, we've got to the place where we hardly can be shocked anymore. Such is the gross immorality of the days in which we're living. And the anti-God, the irreverence for moral standards that exists in our modern society. Yes, if you really believe what I'm telling you tonight, the Lord is coming. He's coming first for His church. You're going to realize that the challenge is to maximize your life. To make it really count. To be busy, not frantically, but soberly, making the most of your opportunity to serve Christ in every way that's possible for you. And with the goal of being ready when you hear that upward call. One of these days it's going to happen. It could happen very soon. I trust you'll be ready. Ready because you're a Christian. Ready because as a Christian, you are serving the Lord faithfully and well as you wait for His coming. Our Father, we realize that we perhaps only partially understand all the prophecies of the future, but what we do understand is very plain in its meaning. God is going to judge this wicked world. There is an hour where the earth will be brought to the bar of divine justice. And we have the wonderful privilege of knowing of the grace of God. God's power to forgive and to justify. God's power to change lives and make them what He wants them to be. We pray, Lord, as we have this prophecy series, that our, not only our understanding may be enlarged, but we may see the application. God is telling us something. He wants each one of us in our own place, with our own gifts, and with our own opportunities to be serving Him under His direction. So speak to our hearts tonight. If there are decisions that need to be made, may we make them while there's yet time. And may we be sure that our lives are in order for the Savior,
knowing that we will march with Him someday. Hymn number 417 speaks to us in light of that, written by Charles Wesley, and encourages us to take Christ's strength and arise as soldiers of Christ. Let's stand together, sing 417.